Whether you have pain in your back or joints, surgery may not be the answer. Instead of the dangers involved in cutting out tissue, consider healing and rejuvenating the area with stem cells, platelet-rich plasma, or prolotherapy. The treatments that are available to professional athletes are now available for you. Watch the videos at jointrehab.com or call the Darrow Wellness Institute at 800-300-9300. 800-300-9300. That's 800-300-9300.
Welcome back to Living Pain-Free with Dr. Mark Darrow and Dr. Thomas Grove. We're taking your calls at 866-870-5752, and right now the doctors are speaking with Brian in Torrance.
Hey, Brian, Dr. Mark Darrow, how you doing, man?
Very good. Thank you, sir.
All right. So you were talking about you've had progressive neck pain. The docs found some osteoarthritis there. And they're suggesting that you replace your C4 and C5 vertebrae and doing a fusion. And Dr. Grove and I are aghast. And I'm being serious when I say this. I feel sick. I feel sick to my stomach every time I hear this. Because
I'm scared to death.
Well, you should be. And speaking of the word death, we had a woman call in many years ago, actually like 3-4 years ago, who called the show crying, and I said, honey, what's wrong? And she said, my husband just had a neck surgery. I don't know if it was that morning or the day, night before or something very recent, and he's came out on a ventilator. And she said, what happened?
Oh,
I said, well, here's the bad part. I mean, that's the bad part, but here's another bad part, which really irritates me. I said, well, I'm sorry, I don't really know what happened. You know, because I wasn't there. I said, did you ask your surgeon? And she said, well, he came into the waiting room where I was after the surgery, and he said, I did everything right, and then he walked out. That particular gentleman went to rehab, you know, like a SNF center on a ventilator, and then died. Okay? Now, that's from a quote, simple neck surgery. So I personally don't see a lot of these surgeries that work out well. I know there must be a lot of them that work out great, or surgeons wouldn't want to keep doing them. I don't see them, though, which means that the ones that failed end up in my office with Dr. Grove and I. So
yeah.
I've told people over and over and over and over and over, don't do it. And I have them come back later saying, what do I do now? I am worse. And what happens oftentimes is people, when they get worse, they end up on morphine pumps, you know, narcotic pumps or nerve stimulators. And sometimes those wires get infected and there's all kinds of issues. It's a rabbit hole that I don't want anyone to go into. And look, if your leg was dead or your arm was dead and a nerve was really being scrunched, then it can be a great surgery, okay? Sometimes doing a laminectomy, which is removing part of the bone, and the back of the vertebrae, the lamina, to release pressure may be a great thing. Usually we don't even find that's necessary. But taking out discs and then fusing is replete with many issues, one of which is when you have a fusion, the stiffness in that area puts extra pressure on the vertebrae above and below the fusion. So then, as Dr. Grove said before, it can lead to another surgery. We get very sad. We talk about these things every day when we get patients who have had surgeries they never needed. And I can't see from what you've told us that you need a surgery. Now, you did say one thing. You said there's pressure on the spinal cord. But I'm not sure. Right. So that gives me consideration to think maybe a surgery is needed. But are you weak anywhere? Do you have any spinal?
Fortunately, no. I'm not having any symptoms right now.
Okay, and, so then we have to differentiate. Differentiate here, Brian. Is the pressure on the spinal cord really pressure on the spinal cord, or is that just what an MRI shows? Okay?
And MRI. I guess you're going by the MRI.
And you got to understand, too, there's a ton of studies on this looking at people with absolutely no symptoms, okay? These are not people who have had neck pain or back pain. They just image these people as a part of a study, okay? the large majority of patients with no pain will have an element of degenerative disc disease, will have an element of arthritis in the back, and most people have some element of a disc bulge or a disc herniation with no symptoms whatsoever. Okay. So what's really important to understand is that if you have neck pain and you also have these other issues, you have to understand a lot of people also have those issues with no pain. So it's really important that you get a proper physical exam where you correlate what you see on images with what you're actually experiencing. Because that's a big surgery. I'm going to be honest with you. The risk for infection, the risk for complications, the risk for having a long surgery with a lot of exposure to anesthesia. Doc, I know you've probably done the same thing, but during training, we had to do a lot of, you know, pre-operative visits with patients to kind of screen them for what the risk factors are. And a spine surgery is a very high-risk procedure, okay? So it's one of those things you don't want to go into without being very sure that, you know, or confident in that surgery is going to provide you some relief. And what we're hearing is not something that, you know, I'd be going under the knife for.
No, the only thing that gives me some question of alarm is pressure on the spinal cord. And that doesn't mean you have pressure on the spinal cord. It just means an MRI showed that. Does that make sense to you?
The line, let me just read this one line. Mild compression is noted at C3, C4, C4, C5, and C5, C6 with no evidence of cord atrophy or, myelopathy?
Yeah, myelopathy. Right,
myelopathy,
exactly.
Yeah.
So what that reads, and again, we're not going to tell you to get surgery and not get surgery. We're not your doctors.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You need to get, like five opinions on that one. And if you're getting different opinions, don't go to the same kind of doctor because you get pretty much the same kind of opinion.
I'm wondering, would stem cell help rejuvenate those discs?
Here's the issue. It's a great question. Right? But the issue is not the discs.
Ah.
You may come in the office, and we may touch the area and say, you have a ligament sprain. And you'll go, that's it? And we go, yes, that is it. We can get, theoretically, you know, this is all theoretical. We don't know a thing about if you'll even come in the office to let us check you out. Point is...
I'm going to do that, because
The point is... If we got rid of your pain, which is highly likely, okay, no promises ever to anybody, highly likely based on what you're telling us we can get rid of the pain, then are you going to get a surgery?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a question?
It's a question. Let's say your pain is gone, with us or without us.
Right.
Are you going to get a surgery?
Well, that's the whole thing. I'm not in any pain right now. But I'm being told, like, this is a time bomb. You know, you need to do it. Otherwise, it could get worse.
I have my time bomb stories. Yeah, I get my time bomb stories every single day. I was going to use an expletive in there. Every day we hear it. If you don't do this, then you're going to hell.
Yeah.
You know? It's not true. And it may be true
in your
case.
Or they're saying, you know... That compression, it may be irreversible if you wait. You know, that's the other thing I'm hearing.
Well, it may be. We don't know the answer. We haven't examined you. We don't know what's going on.
Right.
But from what everything you've told us, you're in pretty darn good shape. You just have a bad image. And like Dr. Grove just said before, the studies are replete. And the studies are done to show that you shouldn't get surgery. More and more and more. Doctors are going away from the surgical issue,
okay?
It's being shown that they're not needed. That doesn't mean your case. We're not telling about you. We're talking generally. Don't ever think when you're talking to a doctor on the radio that we know what's going on with you. We don't.
Sure.
You know, we can't tell you anything until you come in the office and we do a physical examination, touch the area, find out what's going on. And Well, for people that have pain, and the example I like to use the most is I've had hundreds of people come in ready for a hip replacement. Okay, that means they amputate the bone, put in a prosthesis, and they're ready to do that because the doctor said you need a hip replacement And even if you don't need it today, you're going to need it someday. Some people go with prophylactic. I'll do it now. I'm younger. I can do the surgery easier. And then we examine the person. It's not even the hip joint that's causing their pain. Nothing to do with the hip joint.
Mm-hmm.
Then we say, did the doctor touch your body? No. They looked at an MRI. Now, this isn't against anybody. It's just not good medicine to do that.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you the question. Did your spine surgeon press on your neck where the pain was?
No. It was strictly looking at the image of the MRI and making a determination. That was it.
That's what we hear all day long.
That was the exam. And he said, you know, you got to be careful. If you get in a car accident, you could become a paraplegic if you got like a whiplash and, you know, something could happen. You know, that's the type of doomsday message he was giving me.
Well, that might be true in your case. I don't know the answer.
Right.
You know, we haven't looked at you. Dr. Grove, do you know anything about studies on something like that?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm literally getting sick hearing this story. Yeah, how many times I hear that patients have their surgeon tell them if they get in a car accident, they could become a paraplegic. Well, if your neck is totally normal and you get in a car accident, you could certainly become a paraplegic, right? It's one of these scare tactics that really upset and doc for that matter, because you're pushing people or making them feel like they need to have a surgery, right?
Yeah.
Especially in a case where someone's not having, you know, symptoms actively, you're not doing a dang physical exam, you're pressing somebody to surgery. That could be some bad medicine there, man.
Do you have anything
exactly
in terms of problems walking? Did the doctor check to see what your muscle strength was in your arms or legs?
Yeah, he did a strength test. He had me do a walking, you know, like a DUI walking test.
Yeah.
I mean, I try and walk every day a little bit, so I'm doing what I can to stay healthy.
Okay, well, the big question is, did he find anything wrong in the exam? Did he say, wow, look at this. We better do this right away.
No, he just did his test, and then he said, you know, I think you need a surgery.
Okay.
So I don't know if he said that because of what he, you know, what the test he did to me or not. But
well, that's what you need to find out. You need to find out if the tests show some kind of impingement on the spinal cord. That's really the big issue.
Yeah.
And look, again, I say this all day on the show. It's not against the surgeons. When you grow up in a certain culture, you believe what you're trained in, okay? But that whole scenario is changing now.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Let me ask you, doctors, is your treatment covered under insurance?
No.
At all?
Rarely.
Nothing. Okay.
No, nothing. Not nothing. General health insurance doesn't pay for regenerative medicine at this point. But if you have something like a car accident, medical payments, if you have a medical payments policy, that can pay. Workers' comp can sometimes pay. So it's not clear cut. And those are those are questions really for the office. And you can call them at 800-300-9300, then go through you what your insurance is and see. But as a general rule, regular health insurance does not cover, at this point, does not cover regenerative medicine. It's something a little bit too complex for the show. And this is the other thing.
Yeah.
Different insurance companies have different policies within them. So if you said, I've got Aetna, Blue Cross, blah, 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 we're not going to even know what that means anymore. It's so confusing.
Right.
So we leave that up to the experts in the office. And again, the phone number of the office is 800-300-9300. And for those of you that want to call the studio and talk to us live right now, the phone number to the studio, talk to Dr. Grove. And Dr. Grove, by the way, is one of the greatest docs I have ever met. I'm just going to toot his horn a little bit. And not only is an amazing, brilliant doctor, trained probably as one of the best regenerative mock doctors on the planet with the use of ultrasound guidance, meaning when he puts a needle inside the body, he can watch exactly where it's going to keep it safe. and he can do it diagnostically to see where the tissue is actually having a problem and if there is one. So the number to the studio, 866-870-5752. Brian, you can go to the website and you can email us. We'll get right back to you. And the email address, it's not really the email address, but the website address, and every page has a spot to email us, is www.jointrehab.com. So, Brian, God bless you, and I hope you make the right decision for you. We're happy to see you and give you our two cents.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go to Monica in Santa Monica, who's got a knee issue. So, Monica, what's cooking, honey? This is Dr. Mark Darrow and Dr. Thomas Grove.
I love your show. Long-time listener. Love Dr. Darrow. So nice to meet you guys. I have a torn meniscus in my knee, and I don't want to have surgery because I did have surgery on the left knee, which, you know, went well. But I am just a little more informed now that I listened to this amazing show.
Okay.
And I wanted to get your take on what kind of options could possibly be available.
Sure, sure. Well, Dr. Grove, I'll let you take off on this one, and you can tell them what we saw with, do you remember the famous golfer that we saw the other day?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So meniscal tears, this is another one that's pretty triggering for both of us. Not something that we should be operating on near as frequently as it's really happening. So let me ask you a couple of questions. Are you still walking around on this knee, or are you kind of laid up in bed or in a wheelchair?
Oh, no.
You're walking around on it. Okay.
But it's painful.
So
in fact, when I sleep, even when I turn in the bed, it hurts. Whereas with the other knee, it was like I went probably 6-7 months before I had surgery, and it was no big deal.
Yeah. So the thing with the meniscus, so that's just a piece of tissue that's between the knee bones there. It provides a little bit of stability. It provides a cushion for the knee. And if you've got a really big tear, meaning, you know, that whole meniscus is flipped over into the knee, locked up, you can't put any weight on it. You know, that those are decent situations for surgery, but that's so rare to see that. Again, that's more on the sports side of things. You're jumping off of, you know, your pickup truck, or you're, you know, having a big NFL lineman on your back and you twist your knee, that kind of thing. But we see meniscal tears all the time in our clinic.
Almost every single patient.
Like almost every single knee I scan with ultrasound, we can find meniscal tears. Now, the problem with the surgery is this.
I had an MRI, by the way.
Oh, good, good. Excellent. And again, I'm always going to scan you with that ultrasound when you're in clinic so we can see in real time what that meniscal tear looks like. But anyway, point is, tons of meniscal tears. You don't want to have this removed because when you remove that healthy tissue, it's going to accelerate your arthritis. So it's going to fast track you to having a, you know, really bad case of arthritis. Surgeons like to do this because if you've got bad arthritis, now what are they going to push you towards? A joint replacement surgery, right? So it's one of those things that more and more research comes out saying people are the same or worse after surgery, especially at the 1 year mark post-surgery. Not to mention the cost, the time of rehab. So something like regenerative medicine, which has a much better track record for these sort of injuries, has a much smaller healing time. You're back to your sport, back to your being physically active again. But we see this on almost every single knee that we scan.
And the point is, they don't end up needing surgery. And to wit, I'm a lawyer, I can say to wit. That means for example. I've got medial meniscal tears on both my knees. And if you saw me sprinting yesterday up the mountain with Bella, my husky, you'd be pretty shocked. I'm this old 75-year-old guy who pretends he's 16. And I had terrible pain in my knees. Terrible. But most parts of my body I did too, from excess sports, overuse. I'm in good shape now. I'm going to play golf today. I'm going to go for a run. I'll probably lift weights a little bit. Not like Dr. Grove, what do I call you, Dr. Grove?
Oh, man, who knows? Who knows?
Dr. Grove is about 230 pounds of steel.
Superman.
He is a Superman in every way. Not just, I'm being honest, Dr. Grove. I don't mean to toot your horn, but I think Dr. Grove is one of the greatest people on the planet. Not just one of the greatest doctors, but he takes good care of himself. He eats right. He pumps up twice a day. And we can't get clothes big enough for him. And he's handsome, too.
I stand on the shoulders of giants, Doc. You know that.
I'm a shrimp giant. No, we have a good time. We love what we do. But, you know, the bottom line for this thing, really, Monica, is it sounds like you don't need any kind of a surgery on your knee, that we can get you healed. It may take a few sessions, who knows, using platelets, PRP, and or stem cells, depending what you and I think. We work that out together. And, you know, medicine's a partnership. The days of the doctor being the god is gone. You know, I always tell people, they go, I'm afraid to tell my doctor, blah, blah, blah. I go, what are you afraid for? It's a human being. You know, go Google what it's all about. You know, you'll see that these surgeries are not the best thing. By the way, you're going to get a free copy of our book, Stem Cell and Platelet Therapy, Regenerate, Don't Operate, with a foreword by Suzanne Summers. It's about 200 pages of information about musculoskeletal medicine, how regenerative medicine of platelets and stem cells works, and how surgery is starting, not starting to, but it's out there now, it's known, that it's failing people. I don't know, and again, this is not a statement against the surgeons. I don't know why they're doing all these surgeries. The studies say they don't work. So again, I'm not demonizing anybody. I think when you grow up in an orthopedic surgical culture like I did, and I don't know about you, Dr. Grove, but I used to think surgery was the only way to heal. You're younger than me.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
No, I mean, again, this is the culture. I mean, I'm a little closer out of training than you are, obviously, but the culture is still very much the same. If you're not up on it, you're down on it. And if you don't know about regenerative medicine, you're probably not going to speak very highly of it, unfortunately.
Well, we're going to the break, the big break. Monica, God bless you. Yeah, the goodbye break. And I'm going to give out the phone number to the office in
Thank
case you
Monica.
Want to call up. The phone number to the office is 800-390-300. You can call somebody now, and the website is www.jointrehab.com. Thank you all. God bless you.
And thank you, Dr. Darrow and Dr. Grove. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Living Pain Free with Dr. Mark Darrow. And now that you've heard Dr. Darrow, call his office at 800-300-9300 and speak to one of his Joint Rehab and Sports Medical Center experts for free and ask for a copy of his book, Stem Cell and Platelet Therapy. Schedule an appointment by calling 800-300-9300. That's 800-300-9300. Or go online to jointrehab.com. Again, the website is jointrehab.com. Living Pain Free with Dr. Mark Darrow is heard Saturdays at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 5 p.m. here on AM 870, The Answer. Take the first step toward a pain-free life. Call to schedule an appointment at 800-300-9300. That's 800-300-9300. Live long and pain-free. And thanks for joining us today.